This week's competition is coming up, right? We're going to release the article on Monday, is that correct, Winston?
Yep.
So if you go to our competition section on the website on Monday, you will see on the post there's three steps. So you need to sign in on our funkykit.com page, and then on that page as well there's a like button. We'll like our Facebook page, and once you've done that, leave a comment saying
I so want this
on our article on that page, and then we will randomly pick out a winner.
That's
to
great.
Win
you win a Jabra Speak 510 speakerphone, as well as the Syllable D300 worth over $165. Last week we reviewed the Dell E7370 Ultrabook.
Yeah.
Using the Core M5 processor.
Is that the one you took apart?
Yes.
You took them all apart?
Yes.
How was it?
It's really good. I was very surprised. It's definitely, in terms of hard drive speed, it's faster than the XPS 13. And XPS 13 was meant to be the flagship of Dell's Ultrabook range, right? It actually beats that in terms of hard drive speed.
But this one is an Ultrabook as well.
It's an Ultrabook. It's meant to be designed for business users, right?
I don't quite understand this Ultrabook thing.
It's,
what's the difference between an Ultrabook and a laptop?
It's basically this is thinner.
Thinner.
Yeah, and it's lightweight. And I'm talking at 1.1 kilos.
Does it use a different processor then?
Yes. In terms of lightweight, because the battery is compact, and it uses a low voltage CPU, meaning it uses less energy. So more efficient.
What's the battery life then? Because it must be pretty crappy.
Dell claim about 10 hours. Real life, 7.
Six, that's not
seven.
Bad then.
Yeah.
Because my MacBook's still about 6 hours, and that's 4
yeah.
years old.
Yeah.
3 years old, 2 years old, 2
so
and a half years old.
It's pretty decent.
My question, when you say battery life, do you do Word file, or do you watch movies, or do you...
It's continuous
edit?
Use.
He watches porn.
Continuous standard use. Obviously,
yeah,
if you're doing Final Cut editing, then you expect
you
half of that.
Like
yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Hours.
Yeah.
So my kind of usage is not like what you guys do. You guys, you know, for Final Cut Pro, a lot of video editing,
yeah.
a lot of big files. Standard use would be a business type of user, right? Like me, Word.
Internet browser.
Browsing, emails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usage, yeah.
That makes sense.
So this Latitude E7370 is meant to be designed for business users. So that means it includes a fingerprint reader, a smart card reader,
is that useful for
and
yeah.
NFC reader. So these devices or features are for business users.
What's NFC for though?
What's a reader for NFC for?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
It's for badge card access. Right,
so another form of
security. Yeah.
So I can maybe go over with my Hong Kong Octopus card.
Well, no, obviously you need to program the NFC for your card ID for work, like, you know, if you work for Dell,
an
access card, yeah. And the fingerprint again is for security and stuff like that.
But what level is that? Is that OS level or is it BIOS level?
That's BIOS level because it's all built into the BIOS and also part of the features. Obviously, you need to enable it in Windows.
What is OS and what is BIOS?
Oh, God.
BIOS is basically the software that runs the logic board.
Yeah.
So if that's secure. If it's just the OS, that means I can just take the hard drive out, put it in another computer and access the data.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's that laptop. I really liked it. It was really good.
Can we talk about
USB-C 3?
Can we talk about why we got
USB-C.
It so late?
Oh, Dell's ordering system was a bit pants. When you say accept, it actually, in the back end, it got declined.
So when were we supposed to have received it originally?
It was about a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah, well. So, yeah, compared to the XPS, this one is not bad. About the same price.
But you've used the MacBook Air 13-inch, right?
Right.
What? How would you compare that to that? Comparable or
he
different?
He hates Mac, though.
If
not
you strip
really.
Away the software side,
yeah.
Hardware-wise.
It has a lot more features.
In terms of,
it's got a 1920 full HD screen. The MacBook Air doesn't, right? It's got you've got the NFC reader, card reader, fingerprint reader, USB 3, USB 3C.
How many
type.
Ports?
Two.
Is that an advantage USB-C at the moment?
I think so because the power runs off that too.
Mm.
So
how many
you charge.
Ports? You got two ports.
You got two, yeah. You got two. So it charges it hasn't got a dedicated power port anymore. You just use USB-C as a charger.
So again, the same thing as the MacBook. they're actually crippling you a bit because they're taking away one port.
Yeah.
Where the before you used to have two USBs and then one power.
Yeah, it has the 737 also has a USB 3, two USB Cs, and a HDMI slot, as well as a micro SD card reader. Micro. So that's quite interesting.
Yeah, that sounds like a more workable kind of setup.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad, to be honest. So compared to that, the XPS, I actually prefer this one, 737. So check out the review.
But that's the one with the less ports.
No, it's got the two USB-C,
and the
USB
3. Okay. Yeah.
HDMI, micro SD card slot. So all these features are all in there.
Yeah, that's my one complaint about my MacBook Air is that it's only got...
And full HD,
it has no
1920 by 1080. So.
SSD, which port is that?
Not SSD.
No, micro SD.
Micro SD.
Not the full SD card anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So, and it's got the option, if you want, to put a cellular SIM card in there.
Why?
For 3G remote or 4G, you know, mobility. And another thing is, inside the internals, it uses the PCIe Express SSD, which is fast. Hell of a lot fast.
Yeah, the connectivity thing, SIM card, that's useless.
Useless for consumer users, but for business users, think about it. They need wireless 4G connector,
right? Can I maybe put a SIM card in and get WhatsApp?
Yeah, but the reality is, most business users will have a business phone anyway, right?
They'll probably go to a hotel and just go on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, or they have a company phone with which they can tether anyway.
Hotspot,
yeah. So the company's not going to give you a company phone plus another SIM card.
They do, for example, I mean, like iPad. A lot of my executives, they use iPad, right? And that comes with a cellular 4G card, and they use that sometimes.
Yeah, but that use case is slightly different, I think. Yeah. That means another reason to...
In other words, you don't have to go and just, right, switch on my hotspot, get onto my Wi-Fi settings, or click onto the hotspot. You don't need it. It's already there.
Yeah.
And you just connect to F5 VPN or whatever, and then it goes to your company. You know, that's designed for business users. Yeah, so the Dell E7370 is a pretty good laptop. I like that. Yeah. Then we had the Patriot Viper USB.
Did you do that right?
No, Bart did.
Bart did.
Yeah, it's a USB 3.
Patriot, what is it?
Patriot is the brand.
Patriot memory is a Viper is the name of the model, and then it's a 64 gig USB. You know.
It's a USB stick. It's a USB stick.
But
USB 3 though. Still.
Yeah, USB 3. So.
Was it very good? I didn't.
It's okay.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I didn't read it.
Pretty fast. Yeah.
Lyrical language. It's fast.
But how?
Compared to
it's a new it's still USB 3. Yeah. I'm thinking I can't get excited on USB 3. Sorry, thumb drive.
Yeah. Well, no, because people don't know when you say, "Oh, okay, let me just get a flash drive." There's hundreds of different types. I can get a USB 1 flash drive. I can get a USB 2 flash drive, or the faster, obviously, USB 3. People don't realize the
different
speeds. Yeah,
could you give me a little bit of reference on that? Like, why? What is the difference, and why is it a big deal for
transfer
you?
Transfer speeds.
Yeah. It's like you having the external drive, the Seagate one, which was like 2-3 years ago, using USB 3, but then now you have the faster ones, right? Like the
Thunderbolt.
Okay, so USB 3, that's like old already.
It's
newish.
New,
still.
Yeah,
new-ish.
But now...
For USB.
The replacement, the faster speed now is the USB-C, the new USB 3.1.
Oh.
Yeah, that's coming. Well, it's out now, but it will be phasing over to that.
See, this is the confusing thing, see, for the Joe average, because USB-C is actually USB
3.1.
But different shape and slightly faster.
3.1.
I know, but...
Yeah.
Slightly faster, is it like 1/3 faster?
One specific.
It's not even 1/3, it is slightly faster.
Okay.
Yeah, slightly faster, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're moving away from the USB connector shape. They want to put into the new USB-C connector shape.
Which is reversible.
Which is, like the lightning cable where you just, either way, it'll work. Yeah,
which is the right direction. It's just, I think their foresight in planning USB is a bit short-sighted.
Yeah.
Because it seems like, to me, because they made all this palaver about USB 3 is really fast, and then it wasn't actually that fast. And then someone said, oh look, maybe we should just make the cable, the next version, the cable double-sided, so we don't have to worry about it.
In order for, because USB 3, using the old connector, right, has data output which is limited. So in other words, like for example, the video and the daisy chaining wasn't capable on that old connector. That's why they put the new connectors, USB-C.
So they can daisy
chain. They call it 3.1, boosted a little bit of the performance increase, and now you could do video and daisy chain, etc., etc.
Question. So you have USB 3 and USB 2. Is that like a double of the speed or something?
Not double the speed. It's
slightly
faster. In each
that's what
okay.
I'm saying.
Revision. In each revision, it gives you better performance, slightly speed upgrade, and then also more compatibility across the board.
All right. So I just paid another 820 Hong Kong dollar on this new hard drive, right?
Right.
And that speed, compared to USB 3, is that double the speed?
For Lightning, Thunderbolt, yes. It would be using Thunderbolt 1. So up to, theoretical, 10
gigabytes
per second.
Yeah.
In reality, then obviously it basically boils down to how fast your hard drive is inside. So you will see the difference. You're using your external Seagate drive, right? Before, USB 3. The old one.
Yeah.
And you're now using the Thunderbolt drive.
Yeah, I could tell a difference.
You could tell the difference.
Yeah.
There you
go. It's much, much.
Yeah, so basically USB 1 is 12 megabytes per second.
Mm-hmm.
Then USB 2 is 480 megabytes. So it's actually a big increase, right?
Mm.
And then theoretically USB 3 is 5 gigabytes a second.
Yeah.
So that's fast, like super fast.
Supposedly, but then there's other things that...
Yeah, other factors affecting the speed.
Slow
yeah.
it down,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And then Thunderbolt is 10 gigabytes, so it's technically
double.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
But bear in mind that Thunderbolt devices tend to cost a lot more than the USB 3.
Or it's double speed.
Yes, and not all devices support Thunderbolt. The majority of PCs,
fine if you're a Mac user, if you're
laptops,
like a, if you use a real computer, like a Mac, you'd be fine. But yeah. Use those PC things.
Three of us are sitting on the same chair. Like.
Three versus one.
Sorry.
So, and then when you go to Computex, it's all PC stuff. Ha! There you go. But no.
That's why you do all the talking.
Yeah. No, but the PCs, that's the thing. When people talk about PCs or desktop, laptops, stuff like that, behind it, what's driving this is actually the enthusiasts, the gamers, the overclockers. You see? Like, for example, the recent release of the NVIDIA 8010, GTX 8010. What's driving that? Gamers, enthusiasts, overclockers.
I think that used to be the case. I don't think it's the case anymore.
I think you need to omit overclockers now. You need to put more gamers.
Yeah.
Because
mainstream.
Because it's basically
big
for
mainstream.
VR.
Yeah.
Because it's for VR now,
look
for
at
gamers.
Look at esports.
But then the actual uses of VR isn't going to be driven by gamers. It's by more actual mainstream use, like medical.
But VR is only a tiny part. If you look at the esports industry, a lot of gamers, like for example in Sweden, the biggest DreamHack, they call it, 10,000 gamers go there with their PCs.
Yeah, but you say 10,000 gamers, right? But then how many PC users or computer users in general in the world? Billions?
Yeah, billions, yeah.
So,
but,
so even if you say there's a million per country, you still don't reach that.
No, we don't.
Exactly, and those esports hasn't taken on to VR.
Not yet.
Exactly.
Not yet.
So, but this is for the NVIDIA GTX 1080. It's for Pascal, presumably Pascal, and for VR.
Yeah.
So it's for more mainstream.
So yeah, because I think overall, it's consumer driven these days. That's why you don't see big leaps in speed, because we realize that we can't keep just doubling the speed because it's pointless, because the software can't keep up. So there's so much emphasis on people coding and all. It's like we had that conversation last night.
Yeah.
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 So it's changing. It's in the midst of changing.
It's
in
the midst of changing, yeah. Yeah.
So.
So those are the reviews we did last week. Coming up, we have going to be the M20, the SGA Cam M20.
Mm.
And
yeah,
also,
that's we spent the day out today with that.
Yep. So,
that's why we're here.
Yeah. The video will be up soon and review.
Have you done the other headphone one?
The Syllable.
Yeah.
Yeah, the D300. That's the in-ear kind of wireless Bluetooth earbuds. They're okay. Yeah.
$15 ones.
$15
one. Last week.
Yeah, mentioned that last time.
Pretty good deal.
This week, coming soon, is the D900S. which is again in-ear, but they call it the tip wireless, which is no wire, literally no wires. It's just
two independent buds.
Buds that go straight into your ear. Pretty decent sound. Again, full review coming soon.
SJCAM M20. Impressed?
I'm pretty impressed, yeah. Price-wise, you can't beat it. I mean, come on, 120 US.
Really good.
That's amazing. Mm. So does for example, GoPro Hero 4, does it come with a waterproof case? You have to buy
it
separate?
No, it comes with it.
It comes with it, okay.
I think it's standard with all action cameras now. It comes with it.
Okay.
But then obviously...
What with all the extra bits?
Only SJCAM seems to come with all the bits.
All the clips.
All the other different brands I see just have the very standard clip. That's about it.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, but with the SJCAM, you get all the... Like the bicycle clamps.
And you had to play with the little gadget, the little remote control, is that good?
Good, but
yeah,
I just don't feel that I would need one, that's it.
I probably like it.
I mean, for a start, I wear a watch. That means I have to wear that means I have to wear something on the other arm for it. I mean, yeah, you can pop it out and put it on the remote control, but then if you...
You can wear it as a keyring, right? Like
yeah,
a necklace.
See, because, yeah, I think the remote is handy to have,
yeah.
But then what we struggled with, don't forget, was... The feedback from the camera. Is it on? I don't know.
Yeah. And then, but then if you read my that guide to buying a selfie stick.
Yeah.
I don't want a selfie stick with anything on it because I want to keep it as light as possible.
Yeah.
Because you're literally holding it in one hand and outstretched.
Mm-hmm.
If you have any battery, any remote on it, it's going to add extra weight. So this is why I'm not leaning towards those little gadgets they gave us.
Right.
But the camera itself, I think it's very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And definitely for that price, you can't beat it. Really.
Yeah, 4K recording.
Yeah.
Well,
we
didn't test the 4K.
I think he made a clip, but obviously, 8 second
clip.
I need to see it first.
I haven't seen
the video clip on that yet. But we'll have a look at that later.
But I'd say none of these cameras are worthy of buying it, especially for the 4K. Because it's still small.
What I am looking forward to is the gyro in it.
Yeah.
How much that affects the motion of, say, walking whilst you're filming. So I want to see the footage of that later on and see, because if it is, then this would probably would be for bang for buck, then probably the one to get, because to be honest, quality-wise, video now, with all the action cameras, they're all much of the same, really.
Yeah.
Sure,
yeah.
You got the premium ones like GoPro, maybe they look a bit sharper,
mm-hmm.
And that's about it, really.
Well, I don't know, because when I previewed the clip earlier, it's pretty sharp. I was quite impressed.
Was standard 1080p on a 30 frames per second.
So,
that's what you want.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's like the level of the video quality now is quite good.
Yeah.
Even with the more budget ones now.
Because my main complaint last time with the SJ4000 was even though it was only 720p and it was quite a dismal.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we tested it differently today, like in low light.
Yeah.
The audio we'll have a look at.
Yeah,
Computex. That'll be a good one. So what's Computex? I've never been. What do we expect from Computex, Winston?
Models.
Taiwanese.
That's what we have a photograph before.
Basically, there's big three IT events around the world every year. CES, beginning of the year. Right, that's in America, Las Vegas. CES, Consumer Electronics Show. And then the next one would be March. That would be CeBIT. That's in Germany, Hanover. And then obviously.
What does CeBIT stand for then?
it's German, I guess. Yeah, it's something. It's CeBIT. That's also CeBIT. And then we have the Computex, which is in Taiwan.
So you basically have American, European, and then Asian.
Yeah, so three continents kind of thing.
But they're all.
They're mostly trade and press. New releases, if they have announcements of new products. So it's a kind of. Kind of exhibition, an IT event for manufacturers and vendors to showcase their products.
Slightly different though, isn't it, Computex versus CeBIT and CES?
More or less the same. If you've been to one in CeBIT and CES, it'd be very much the same. The probably difference is that people do...
Isn't Computex more computer-centric though?
Computer-centric, yes.
Versus consumer electronics.
Yes. So consumer electronics, you find that more in the US, Las Vegas, like TVs, that kind of products, consumer products, cameras and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
You see that a lot in the CES. Whereas Computex, you'll see a lot of,
Logic boards,
new...
NAS drives.
New LCDs,
yeah,
technologies, cases, PC products, accessories and components. CBIT in Germany is more, believe it or not, more security stuff. Systems, platforms,
yeah,
that kind
SaaS
of, yeah, that kind of more business, enterprise stuff. You see, you find that more in CBIT. But Computex, I think, is definitely a good event to go to, because all the big brands that will be there, for example, ASUS, or Asus, MSI, Gigabyte, Coolmaster, you know, Thermaltake, all them guys.
Especially to tell the trends of what the laptops and big PCs and
that's right,
and that kind of thing.
So looking at the list, Tuesday is day one, but on Monday we'll be going in like day zero to get our press passes and then, you know, check out the venue, stuff like that. So starting off on Tuesday, day one, we'll be checking out BioStar. Now BioStar, again, a Taiwanese vendor.
Race to the future.
They a couple of years ago, they used to make a lot of motherboards for OEM. But now they've gone really consumer in terms of, you know, gamers, overclockers, as well as enthusiasts. Kind of like hitting the Asus, ASUS, MSI, Gigabyte brands. That's their main competitor now. But that'll be interesting. For example, the overclocking event in Computex is sponsored by one of the sponsors, BioStar. We'll be checking that out. So, another interesting stand is the MSI. They make a lot of the gaming laptops. So
didn't they start off with logic boards or MSI?
Yep, they do.
Yeah.
In fact, more than 40% of the world's graphics cards are made by MSI.
I
had one before.
So they're pretty good in their graphics.
Well, traditionally, when they're the budget graphic or the medium.
Medium,
yeah.
I say medium, yeah.
Not budget, medium.
But now again, they got the gamers range and the gaming laptops, for example, they sponsor Fnatic, one of the leading esports teams. Interesting. So we'll check out their motherboards and also their gaming laptops. Next up, ASRock.
Isn't ASRock like a little brother of ASUS?
Yes, they I believe they use the same factory. All their boards come off the same
production line
kind of thing, but more so now, they're separate now. They're kind of really on their own, and they really want to be on their own. In fact, they did one time sponsor that gamer, what's his name? That
Fatality,
yeah. And they had the Fatality branded motherboards from ASRock.
Oh, that's why they failed them.
No, they're still pretty good. I think there's still logic boards and motherboards. That kind of stuff.
I have no idea why I hang out with you guys, and I have no idea what you are talking about.
It's okay.
Yeah, well, you can listen to the brand names and then and understand what they do. Cooler Master.
Cooler
Master. So, back in the old day of the AMD 3D and CP3D, Cooler Master was one of our main big sponsors. And we used
to... They're more of an accessory maker. Are they still accessories, or are they...
They do a wide range. Accessories, cases, power supplies, coolers, keyboard, mouse, and then
they just don't seem to make a motherboard and a graphics card.
They don't know.
They seem to make anything around it.
Yeah, and also they support an esports team. In fact, their own esports team, Team Cooler Master. And
how do they do? What's their rank?
Not that great, but they're there. They have a UK team, which we did a couple of things for.
I always like their logo, Cooler Master.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Great bunch of guys. We met them before. And next on the list is the HBOC tour. Again, overclocking.
Yeah, it's a blue one.
So we'll do the video and you can guys check out the what they actually do during overclocking and stuff they do. The liquid nitrogen to cool down the CPU and everything. That'll be very interesting.
Well, that's not new though anymore, isn't it?
Not new, but it'll give other readers that are not too clued up on what overclocking is, it'll give them an understanding of what it is all about. Then ADATA. ADATA are again Taiwanese company
ADATA
that produces USB flash drive and SSDs and things like that.
A
memory.
Didn't we just see it?
What?
Yes,
we saw it.
ADATA earlier. ADATA.
Yeah, ADATA.
Yeah, because they say it's the waterproof one, isn't it? I think.
I don't know.
They make a lot of USB
sticks,
memory cards,
and hard drives.
And hard drives. Deep Cool, I've never been, so this is a new company.
Yeah, I went to the website actually last night.
Based in Beijing. They're into, again, coolers, but water cooling units as well.
Yes, water cooling, all their CPU coolers and stuff for last night.
And the next one is Thermaltake. Now, this is going to be a very interesting
one. Thermaltake made lots of fans and heat sinks. That's what I remember from back in the...
And some of the world's most brilliantly modded cases are Thermaltake ones. And they have Thermaltake.
Why would they be their most modded?
Because the cases, they got hundreds of cases. Their main competitor is, again, Cooler Master. Again,
so not because they're better case, it's just because they're
cheaper. So you can cut them out.
Not
more
cheaper.
Common.
I think they promote them cases to be easily modifiable.
What do you mean easily modifiable? So you can take the panel off.
Panels off.
Or you can cut through them.
Cut through them.
Yeah, I
they
think
paint
they probably
them.
Add extra holes and stuff for you to.
So it's a lot. Yeah,
customizable.
Made
yeah,
from
plywood. Customizable. And again, they support esports teams, and they got cases, they got the gaming
brand.
Are
we missing something? Do we need our own esports team?
I think eventually we do.
You can play World of Warcraft.
I almost killed
team
myself
FK.
Last time when I played games, so I don't want to play games again.
So, yeah, Thermaltake.
I want to
have
try.
TT Sports.
And I would own you all.
Anyway.
What's what?
Who?
They call TT Sports.
Oh.
It's
TT
a brand
Sports.
Of Thermaltake. Again, gaming...
Thermaltake Sports Team.
Gaming accessories and
that's
stuff
a
like
cool
that.
Car.
Next
that's
is Chain Tech and Colorful. Again, the
Chain Tech.
Colorful, I went to their website and it goes to a web shop. And it's basically, there's no website for them to. They actually don't actually promote their stuff very much.
No, yeah, it's
they
a
actually
new,
sell.
They're a new product, gaming graphics cards.
Yeah, they were one of the first to release the Founders Edition of the 1080.
Yeah, they're Chain Tech basically. Chain Tech again, like BioStar. Make motherboards mostly for OEM, but now they've gone into the mainstream.
Woohoo! There's a mainstream for logic boards?
Brands, yeah, gaming motherboards and things like that. Yeah. Team Group. Like ADATA.
Team Group.
They sell and make SSDs, USB drives, that kind of stuff.
How long have they been around? I haven't heard of them.
They've been around a while. Again, most of them are OEM, but now they've gone into the mainstream market.
Why have they done that? Why is there a trend for this?
I think it's to do with brand recognition. They want to get their brand name out there. G-Skill, very niche.
G-Skill.
They make overclocking memory, very high-end overclocking memory. Stuff that, you know, we don't see a lot of. But
they make their own.
They select the best chips that can overclock.
Wow.
Yeah. So
basically they're Samsung brand.
It could be Micron, it could be...
And they slap these funky red coolers on it.
Yeah,
they can't see the chips.
Transcend, again, very much like Team Group.
We review them. Bart reviews these.
Yeah, SSDs and USB
yeah.
drives.
And
then InWin. Now InWin, my very first AMD 3D... Hydro Box was in a InWin case.
Hydro Box!
The one that leaked.
One of the one that leaked.
AMD 3D Hydro Box.
Yeah, but how many years ago was that? That was literally 18 years ago.
20.
And still, yeah, they're around. But InWin, again, moving into the mainstream, because these cases were really beigey, brown, kind of like, you know, the
usual cases. Well, I should hope so. They've been around for 20 years.
They're standard cases. The cases you'll find in the old PC beige color, right?
Oh, the one you Dell.
Now, InWin now make more gamers type of and modified cases and stuff like that. Very interesting now. And then we've got time. We'll check out the Shuttle. So Shuttle,
yes.
As in Win.
I still like my XPCs. And
yeah.
I'm hoping they have some new ranges. Because it's for me, it's like a really dumbed down version of building a PC.
Yeah. And then Zeus will check out their booth as well.
Yeah, I mean, Computex, I mean, from first day, it's all very PC. I saw the map. We have, I can see there's Samsung on there. And I think there was another smartphone brand. And that was it. So I'm a bit disappointed that Sony wasn't going to be there.
Sony's disappointing, though. When was the last time you got excited about a Sony announcement?
I do for this one, because I got to see the new Sony VR.
They will... Well, the thing is, some of the brands, like Sony. I think last few Computexes they haven't been there. They like to have their own conference, their own show, you know, the development.
Sony's been let down let me down so many times lately.
And that is for the first day at the Nangan Center. The following day will be mostly at the Hyatt, Taipei 101, that's the tallest building in Taiwan, and also the Nangan,
Center.
Well, not Nangan Center, sorry, the World Trade Center. Whoa. That's in that area. But before we do that, there's a couple more we want to check out. Noctua fans, but they make the world's silent, most silent fans. So that's
the most silent. Isn't silent silent?
Yeah, most silent. Yeah, German company, or is it German or Austrian company? So they were the first ones to do these silent fans, and they've been around. And
Germans and Austrians are noisy.
What's
so
it called?
Noctua.
Noctua.
Noctua, yeah.
How do you spell that?
I just used to...
N-O-C-T-U-A.
I just used to get a voltage regulator on my fans and just turn it down.
But these ones are a very boring colour. Beige and brown. But
they haven't got mainstream.
And then they're...
they're brown.
Yeah. So, but very... Well, it's German engineering, right? So, yeah.
Ich bin eine Noctua.
That's true, but then Germans are not... They're not known for making computer components.
No, engineering, mostly. Well, Lian Li now, next.
Oh, yes.
And we all heard of Lian Li, premium aluminium cases, first.
They're not premium anymore, are they, realistically?
No,
they've
but...
They've knocked off the perch a bit.
But the desk case is Lian Li's first ever, and you see that on one of our...
A desk case?
Yeah, Monmai box has one
of
those.
Oh, the desk.
Which is,
the converted... computer desk into a computer.
Yeah,
I'm
case.
Sure they're going to sell a lot of those.
So we'll see that there. Next is Zoltag. If you're a gamer, you've probably heard of them.
Zoltag.
They're fans as well, isn't it?
No, graphics cards. GTX 8010.
Zoltag.
Oh, Zoltag, the Hong Kong company.
Yeah.
Sounds like a heartburn tablet.
Zoltag, yeah.
Looks like guys from Star
I have
Trek.
Heartburn, take a Zoltag.
Zoltag.
They make those PC in the box ones.
PC in the box, yeah. Zoltag Z-Box, they call them.
Z-Box.
We'll be checking out their stand, and I think they got some good stuff there. And they're not much on, or for audio PC enthusiasts, Corsair. We'll be checking out their
RAM
cases.
Oh, actually, I've got a question for you guys.
SSDs.
Now that you mentioned PC stuff and the hardware stuff, and then you mentioned audio just now by mistake.
Audio.
What happened to Sound Blaster?
They're still around.
Are they creative? They used to be massive.
They used to be huge because the Sound Blaster brand and their technology.
Yeah.
Because you have to be a Sound Blaster Pro.
Yeah.
Enabled.
You did not want a dedicated onboard sound card. You just had to get a Sound Blaster card in.
Yeah.
That's back then.
Because they used to make the speakers as well, the 5.1.
Yeah,
and
all the other sound card has to be Sound Blaster compatible.
What happened to them?
Right. They're still around. This Singapore company. Now.
Small now, though.
They've gone really down.
I know. Just sort of like dropping off the cliff or something like that.
Yeah. I think the chips, the sound chips used to be very good. And then what happened was a lot of the Intel and all the other guys, they started making, and especially Realtek.
Onboard ones, just as good.
Just as good, yeah.
Well. Everyone else caught up, basically. It's the same as, remember when you used to go to the cinema and they used to advertise
Dolby.
Yeah, Adobe sound and this and that, and then everyone is like, yeah, whatever. It's good sound is good sound, really.
Okay.
It's become a standard
thing. Sorry about that. Off track, then. Where are we now?
Off track, but very relevant.
Corsair, and next.
Corsair, then Crucial Memory, Lexar. Again, one of our main sponsors. So they're very good. But good bunch of guys. Basically, they're brand name of Micron. And Micron make a lot of memory chips, SSD stuff. So... We'll check them out.
What's the likelihood of we getting freebies?
A lot. Very, very likely.
Yeah,
see, that's why I'm taking it.
I'm saying like...
Okay, now
away.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I've been walking away with like an SSD.
Not
on the day, no.
They'll give you USB 2.0 drives.
They might give me thumb drive.
Yeah. But we'll get
a
load of freebies.
How about hard drives?
Well, last time I went to Computex, the vendors gave me so much stuff, I just had to give them away on our competitions.
Oh,
on our website.
Well, thanks,
so,
mate. You didn't share with us.
I know. What happened to mine?
Yeah.
You guys weren't around that back then.
A-hole.
Next is Rockhat.
We can change the subject quickly.
Rockhat.
A-hole.
Rockhat is, again, accessory maker. Like SteelSeries, gamers, accessories,
like
headsets.
Clothing brand.
Yeah, Rocket. Rocket, they call it. Is it Rockhat? I call it Rockhat, but some people
How
call
it
Rocket.
It?
R-O-C-C-A-T.
R-O-C-C-A.
German company.
Rockart.
Rockart. It's German, isn't it? Rockart.
Yeah.
Nein.
Next one is Fantex. A relatively new company. Yeah, we get a lot of cases from them for review. And recently we saw the press releases of their cases.
Did we?
Yeah, we did. Bart and Chris mostly have been posting some of that stuff on there.
Who are they? What are they called?
Fantex.
Fantech, isn't it?
Yeah.
Phantex.
Next, interestingly, is Streetcom. They are a new company which make benchmarking desk benches.
Oh, yeah, I know why. Yeah.
So we need one of those, guys.
What's a desk bench?
Put your motherboard
on. It's a rig.
It's bare, so you can put your graphics card.
And they probably have two straps, so you can just strap on your back and walk away with it.
Yeah.
So portable. So, yeah. So what's their name again?
So if you want to test the component, you don't have to build a PC.
You don't need to build
it.
So
what company they call again?
Streetcom.
Yep.
Streetcom,
yeah.
Streacom.
So we are going to lick some boots.
They are the guys who will be sponsoring the HBOT overclocking event. We will see their product being used. So it's a pretty big thing for them. And we will get one for our reviews. Yes. And then this is next on the in line is Gigabyte. So this is our main sponsor from before, and we would like to get back with
reestablish their contact.
So again, Gigabyte, like MSI and Asus, they make
motherboards now.
Are they still big? As in big?
They're
Gigabyte.
Pretty big gaming. Yeah. They got the G1 gaming range, and they do the sport.
G1 gaming range.
Of
graphics cards.
Do they have an esports team?
They do. They sponsor a lot of esports teams, and they are main sponsors, or one of the main sponsors for the Intel Extreme.
A brand of graphics card.
The gaming. Esports events. Yeah. Intel Extreme Masters.
It's Gigabyte.
The EVGA is the other big brand, graphics cards. Again.
EVGA.
We're
going to
see a lot of 1080, aren't they?
Yeah, we'll see a lot of them. Yeah.
I only have one question.
Patriot Memory. Let me just finish the list.
Oh,
Patriot Memory. Yeah, we'll be there. JR, another guy, very friendly. He'll help us out with a lot of.
JR, there's not that guy from the American TV show.
Dallas. Died. See? And he came back. See? He's back in 2016 Computex.
Yeah. JR.
That's a 1970s.
And then finally,
TV show.
We're not going to a booth, but this is a meeting with HIS Digital. They make graphics cards.
HIS Digital. Yep. What do they do?
HIS, High Tech Systems.
What do they do?
Graphics cards, accessories, stuff like that. Hong Kong company. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's our lot. These are the confirmed meetings that we have at Computex.
I'm gonna be dead by then.
Any of these guys that you know is hot?
As in what?
Are they good looking or you know?
Or like
there's
mini-
a couple
I
of
think anything that I can keep my energy up for the whole.
I think there will be.
Winch is going to bring a whip.
What are you talking about? You're going to spend like 3 days, 4 days with us three. Isn't that hot enough?
Winch is going to bring a whip. As soon as you yawn, he's going to crack that whip.
Yeah. I almost forgot. Antec as well. Sorry, guys. Antec. Again.
Antec made loads of PSU.
Very similar to Cooler Master and Thermaltake.
They made lots of power supplies.
Power supplies, cases.
I think
they have
their
own sports team as well.
They were the first ones to make power supplies with like LEDs.
Yeah.
Is it Antec with a K?
No, it's C.
C, yeah. And then also we'll be checking out Dell.
We might see some Alienware stuff, right?
Yeah, but
hey,
Dell.
Alienware sounds
I don't
fun.
Think there'll be a lot of consumer products, more boards and integrated embedded systems.
Boards and graphics cards and
yeah,
maybe
we'll
some
see.
Gaming accessories.
Yeah.
And some Taiwanese models.
Yeah.
And that's about it, really.
Yeah.
Female models, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Male models just don't sell.
Yeah,
so it's going to be the four of us going to Computex. We're planning to get in deep and dirty with these motherboards and logic boards, and which is the same thing.
And the models.
And the models. Close up of all angles.
I'm hoping to get very deep and very dirty.
Well, you can assist us getting close to these models.
As you're like your wing woman.
And hopefully Winston remembered to switch on his Facebook. So you can do a live Facebook feed to you guys.
Okay, sure. Yeah, so this week coming, we will have the SJ Cam M20 review, as well as the DS900S in your earbuds, and then preparing for Computex. So hope you can join us.
8 days from now, we will be releasing the videos during the 3 days that we're in Taiwan.
Yeah, as soon as we have the videos done, we will.
Right, that's it.
That's it for this week's podcast.
Thank you for listening. Okay. Bye.
Bye.